Hello and welcome to the Great 80s, the Great 80s Movie Debate, where we are coming to you live from Wizard World, Philadelphia.
What the fuck is that?
What is that supposed to mean? You shouldn't curse. There's people walking by.
Yeah, are they people? Look at them. They're right here. I can touch them.
These people do not look like the kind of people that would mind a little cursing, though, I gotta tell you.
No, not at all.
We are having a great time, and we have a nice booth, courtesy of Wizard World Philadelphia, that we didn't pay a thin dime for, so we appreciate them doing that for us as one of the fan tables. And I gotta tell you, of all the people at this convention, nobody's having more fun than us. Would you say that's true?
I totally agree.
I think so. We've already given away a few DVDs, talked to a lot of nice people, and we're just having a ball.
Our first DVD that was given away was?
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
And it was by request. This guy, his name is Jeff, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he was a real nice guy. We talked to Jeff for a little bit. And he said he was going to make his, I don't know if he said it was his son or daughter, make them watch Howard the Duck.
Yeah, it was his son, I think. They were going to watch it for the first time together.
Right. And we happen to have that as one of our DVDs here that we're giving away. And he got a trivia question right. And of all the things here, what do we have, like about 30 DVDs here?
Yes, we do.
Some good stuff. I mean, like good 80s movies. We got The Karate Kid. We got Terminator. We got Caddyshack and Die Hard. We got all kinds of great stuff here. He takes Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
Hey, he was happy. And what else have we given away here? Revenge of the
Give
Nerds.
Give it away, Revenge of the Nerds. We got Cobra, Lost Boys, Terminator. Yes, Crocodile Dundee 1 and its sequel.
Yeah, I think that'll be one of the last ones we have. Part 2, probably. But we're having a great time. Just here at our booth, we have quite a sight in front of us. We have, oh, here comes a Stormtrooper. Hello.
Oh, awesome. Hello, Stormtrooper walks by. Look at him.
With a crooked helmet.
How's your shit?
That's what you think?
That's it.
When you see a Stormtrooper.
Yep.
He needs a can opener. Across the way, we have our friend who's waving at us, and I still don't know what she's supposed to be.
But no, but she's frightening from the mask that she's wearing. It's like a hockey mask with like black out X'd eyes.
Yes. It's quite... Oh, here comes a fat ninja.
What? Hi-ya! Nom, nom, nom.
So we got all kinds of cool stuff going on here.
There's this awesome Chewbacca in Eyes View walking around. He's so tall. He's so awesome. And we're going to try to have him take a photo with our Captain Tarful Star Wars in character flyer to advertise.
Yes, we have lots of very cool pictures that we're going to post on our Facebook page. And you got to check them out because there's some weird stuff going on at this convention.
Weird shit and a lot of... good-looking costumes.
What's that supposed to mean?
Let's see. Good-looking stuff that I don't mind looking at. But some other ones, though, that should not be wearing the outfits they're wearing.
I think I know what you mean.
Oh, look at that guy. There's Superman. Holy shit.
It's not really Superman. You'd
realize.
Look
at that costume, though, man.
Where?
Right here. In the red cape. Look at his face. That's fucking Christopher Routh combined.
Christopher Routh. Isn't he a little short for a Superman?
No.
No? Okay. I think he is. Well, we got all kinds of great stuff going on here. So you're not here. You should have come.
Yes. Every hour we're giving away a DVD, and it's almost 2 o'clock.
That's right.
And we're about to give away our next DVD.
Lots of people coming up. Lots of friendly people asking everybody, what is your favorite 80s movie?
And, who's the one guy said Maniac Cop?
Maniac Cop.
Remember that?
Yeah, and he was like Maniac Cop, and we're like, okay. But, what were some of the other ones? There's been some pretty good ones.
Yeah. I forget.
That's why you're the best co-host in the business, Chris. Now, I also did something that I've always dreamed of doing at this convention, and that's I did a sketch.
Yes, he did. He has a sign here that says, free sketches from a nobody that can draw a little.
That's right. I have a sign, and someone has taken me up on it. And what did I draw? I drew Legolas.
You drew Orlando Bloom, which wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I think you did a great job.
Yeah. I just basically drew a handsome guy with a ponytail.
I liked it.
And a bow in his hand.
Yeah.
And she was happy.
We got some fans at our table here.
We do.
We do.
Do you want to talk? Do you want me to take over here so you can schmooze? Chris, you are a great schmoozer.
I am schmoozing. Oh, they're gone.
Oh, they're gone. What's that? The Last Starfighter. Oh, we just had a request for the
Last Starfighter.
We have to get that one on. Is that your favorite 80s movie?
Uh-oh, we have a guest.
Favorite 80s movie, of course, Star Wars and Last Starfighter is in there, too.
Nice. Very good. Very good.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you very much, even though Star Wars came out in 77.
That's true. Hate to break it to you, Star Wars is not an 80s movie.
And if you want Empire, Jedi, then yes. But Star Wars, who the hell was that? God damn it.
We've got some 80s stars here.
We do. Oh, we John Schneider walked past us twice, and I had a conversation with him.
That's right.
I shook his hand.
If you've ever wanted to see a grown man almost cry, it happened this morning.
Yeah, but when I told him that I cried at the end of Smallville, he said, so did I.
Yeah, well, I think he just felt bad for you.
Maybe because he was out of a job for a while.
Oh, John Schneider?
Yeah, after he was off that show.
Well, he was very nice. He walked by. He's actually looking for coffee, so Chris was going to go around and have some coffee.
I asked him one sugar or two.
He said one.
He said one, yeah. Yes.
He was very nice.
He was really nice.
And we're going to get out and try and meet a couple of these other people. Noah Hathaway from NeverEnding Stories here. Among others. God. But there's a lot of wrestlers here, which we don't really care about.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here.
Lots of Star Wars people as well. How tall is that Chewbacca? About 9 feet?
Okay, 9 feet, 1 inches, I think.
That thing is huge. I mean,
it's awesome. And it talks. It has the... His roar and everything. I mean, that is amazing.
It's pretty impressive.
Here he comes.
Here he comes now.
He's arms are up in the air, growling. Holy shit.
Yes.
I'm in love.
You're in love with what, Chewbacca?
That is awesome. Oh, look at that. He's right here at our table.
He's right here at our table.
Next to some girl wearing nothing but leather.
And fishnet stockings.
Fishnet stockings and va 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 boom.
Oh, my.
Man, look, that leather is painted on her body.
It's painted on her body.
Look at that.
Let's see if I can get somebody else on the air with us here.
Yes.
Let's see. Who we got here? We got Chase Utley, Jersey. He's more interested than Chewbacca.
Who's that? Who's that?
Chase Utley, what's your favorite 80s movie?
My favorite 80s movie? Oh, man. I'd probably have to say Ghostbusters.
Oh, great
Very
choice.
Nice. Thank you for stopping
Excellent
by.
Excellent choice.
Ghostbusters. The dudes that dress up like Ghostbusters are actually here.
And they're fans.
Yes, we've had several people at this point stop by and say, oh my God, the Gradys, I actually listen to you guys.
It was amazing, yes. It's weird hearing people actually heard of you rather than say, who are you? What are you doing? Where are you from?
Yeah.
Right now I'm staring at the back of Chewbacca's ass.
And it's pretty hairy.
A little bit.
It's kind of like Mel Gibson and Bird on a Wire.
Look at that guy's two-face over there. Look at his mouth on the side of his face. Holy shit.
And he's actually black, like the original Billy Dee Williams Harvey Dent.
That was my next statement, but I had no idea.
From 1989's Batman.
We got some fans here coming to the table.
That's true. Speaking of Batman, we got Batman.
Batman,
right here.
Awesome.
We got to ask this guy. You're a younger guy here, buddy. What's your favorite 80s movie?
I think it's Empire Strikes Back.
Great.
Very good. I got to shake a hand on that one. Because
this guy said perfect. Empire Strikes Back.
He's got it down.
Awesome. Your father taught you well.
Look at that. He's so proud.
Daddy's smiling. That's my boy.
Dad is so proud. He's got the Star Wars Celebration hat on and the Batman shirt. So we're covered on all bases.
Our table
here.
Is... Look at this. We got like a crowd of people. Help yourself.
Take anything you want.
Anything you want. Free flyers.
We have all kinds of stuff that we're giving away here. Courtesy of our very own Matt. Who is
yes.
an artist and a printer and a podcaster and a sex machine.
Or a genius.
Yeah, so we got everything here. We got our Grady's flyers. And very, very nice glossy prints of all of the characters that we've talked about so far on our podcast, Star Wars in Character. So those are going like hotcakes.
In fact, they are.
One guy came around, took one of every character, and pretty much threw some people out of the way.
He actually said, excuse me, to get all the little little photos of the characters, yes.
There's
some missing there.
Chris, you need to replenish. But he was a kind nerd. He did say excuse me before he belly-bopped the person out of the way. To get a postcard of Sebulba.
Yeah, that's what's missing, huh?
No, I don't know what's missing
at this
point.
There's two missing there now, and our flyers are going like hotcakes.
This table is in disarray at the moment, Chris.
It is. We might have to come back and tape something else later.
That's right. This is going to be a mini live from Philadelphia Wizard World podcast for you. Just a little thing to tide you over. I wish you were here. I wish Chris wasn't here.
What?
I wish Matt and Christy were here. Well, Christy, you know, depends on her attitude.
I wish she was anywhere. With what? Me.
No, that's a married woman you're talking about.
Oh, is this thing taping?
Yes.
Okay. Delete that, Matt, please.
If Christy were here,
how you doing, buddy?
If Christy were here, I would insist on a Stallone-friendly Christy.
You got to ask this guy what his favorite 80s movie is, Dave.
All right, let me ask this guy.
Hold on.
Sir, could you tell us your favorite 80s movie?
My favorite 80s movie?
Here we go.
Favorite 80s movies. Probably Breakfast Club, right?
Oh, the Breakfast Club.
Very good. That deserves a handshake. Thank you.
Breakfast Club. Does he know? We already did a podcast.
That's right.
Sign on.
Well, maybe he'll tune in and listen to
He took a flyer.
He took a flyer. We're running out of flyers. Matt, I know you're listening to this like 3 days later. We need more flyers.
Fly down, please.
What?
or up or over.
And who we got here? Oh, we got some more people. We got all kinds of people.
And when Dave says all kinds, he means all kinds of walks of life.
That's right. And they're clamoring to get in on the Grady's. And Star Wars in Character. And the D13 show. And the Trailer Pod Boys. They're all represented beautifully on our banner, courtesy of Matt. So maybe we should take a break.
Okay.
And chit-chat with a few more people here.
We have to. Our 2 o'clock free giveaway is coming up soon.
That's true. And maybe we can broadcast one of these giveaways. So I know this isn't necessarily what you're usually listening to on the Grady's, where we're not really discussing an 80s movie. But
what the hell is that?
What?
Right over there. What's that? And the red and the gray and the eyeball?
It's a woman.
It is a woman.
Red tights. No, it's not a woman. It's a man.
Is it? Did you see penis?
No, but I saw hairy arms. What's that? No, we're just recording.
Hey, someone took a photo.
Yeah, that's okay. What's your favorite 80s movie?
Here we go.
Back to the Future. Ghoulies.
Ghoulies out of the bathtub, out of the toilet.
What is the one with Sean Austin in it? The Willies.
Goonies
and
or?
Monster Squad.
Ooh, Monster Squad.
God, keep going on. Okay, that's it.
Thank you for stopping by. And Star Wars.
And Star Wars.
He throws in Star Wars at the end. How you doing, sir? She liked...
There's that guy.
She liked the Goonies so much she didn't know the name of
the
movie.
Yeah, I like the one where I don't know the name of it.
Yeah. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
And tune in, you know, for another one of these mini casts, if you want to call them that. Maybe I'll do some more free sketches.
Man, that guy is hungry.
Well, you're going to have to go to our Facebook page after listening to this and see some of
the has, alrighty.
Costumes of some people that we're talking about here. But
Dave's taking a lot with his camera. He's going to have a lot of photos to be posted on our what the hell. On what is that? She's a snake wrapped around every part of her body, including, you know, that area.
That area.
That area.
Are you a doctor?
I am.
Okay.
There's something wrong. We're at that area. All right.
Why don't we take a break? And please join us on another one of these mini casts as we maybe give away one of our DVDs and just continue to have a good time here at Wizard World Philadelphia.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Are we taping the whole time?
Yeah, we were taping the whole time.
And we're back!
You just wanted to know if we were taping.
I was waiting.
So you could say, and we're back.
Yep.
You're a sick person.
You guys missed it. We were here in Wizard World Philly. And we had a photo with Fat Man. Yes, not Batman, Fat Man.
Now that's not nice.
And we'll post it. I'm sorry, Pleasantly Plump Man.
Slightly on the heavy side, man.
Slightly.
Yes.
Let's just say if you're having sex with him, be on the top. Don't be on the bottom.
And that's what you think of when you think of the guy in the suit?
Immediately.
You instantly think of having sex with him.
Or anal.
That's not sex?
Either or.
You're making a delineation. Or anal.
No, oral. Or anal.
Oh, okay.
What is going on over there?
I don't know. We have some zombie killers over here.
Look at the size of this guy's arms.
The size of this guy's arms.
This guy.
Oh, my
Holy
goodness.
Holy shit.
Don't look at him.
No eye contact.
I can't look away from his arms.
No eye contact.
Oh, there's a little boy with the C-3PO backpack in parts on his back.
Get it.
What, do you want me to go, like, mug him for it?
Knock that fucker over.
That's pretty typical. Well, we're coming up on what we've done here is we have tons of giveaways here. And
you do.
Giveaways as far as flyers that people are taking, you know, at will. But we also have a bunch of DVDs here. And we're about to hopefully give one away. And it's coming up on the hour in about 2 minutes. We've been pretty much every hour giving away a DVD, and people are coming back to get a shot to win. And there was one guy that was here.
And we're waiting for him because he was a really nice guy.
He was super excited about this. So when he comes back, we're hopefully going to get him on the mic and ask him a question. And I wonder what he's going to take. Did he have his sights set on something?
I'm not sure. Could it be the Crocodile Dundee sequel?
Why are you pushing that, of all things?
Dun, 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 dun. I'm probably the only one in this place who knows the theme to Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, you are the only person that knows the theme to Crocodile Dundee. But we also have...
good day, Mike.
We got Die Hard. We got Vacation, Caddyshack, Platoon, Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes.
How is that still here? How has no one snatched that up?
The Great Outdoors, Revenge of the Nerds, our upcoming podcast coming out soon.
Thanks to Christy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The Neverending Story and Noah Wiley.
Noah
Hathaway.
Yes, who is here, by the way?
Atreyu is right down the walkway from us here. Now, Chris, you saw John Schneider. Who else is here? Oh, here comes a fat Venom.
Oh, my God.
Don't look at him. Don't look.
No eye contact. That outfit looks like it hurts.
No sudden movements.
Is that actually leather?
How you doing? We're going to give one away in a few minutes. We're going to ask a trivia question. We're going to give one away. We're going to ask a trivia question and give one away in a few minutes.
People keep on walking by our table with all these DVDs thinking they can just buy them or they're free or whatnot.
Yeah, we're not selling our DVDs. But we are giving away lots of cool information and meeting lots of cool people. We met some other people from some other podcasts. We'll be putting them up on our Facebook page and hopefully giving them a little boost too. Why don't we give a DVD away right now?
To who, him?
This gentleman behind me.
Alrighty.
All right. Sir, would you like to try for a DVD? Would you like to answer a question for a DVD? All right, he wants to do it. Chris.
Yes.
Let's get a good question here, okay?
Okay.
Now.
Hold on.
While Chris is looking, I'm going to see. Can I ask you your name, sir?
Bert Richardson.
Bert, it's nice to meet you. I'm Dave. Okay.
What's on the air? What's that? It's on the air?
It will be.
Oh, all right.
Let me ask you while Chris is looking. What's your favorite 80s movie?
Oh, my God.
I have a lot.
Wonder Woman.
The Last Dragon, actually, though.
The Last Dragon, that's a new one we have not heard.
No, we have not.
Now, Chris.
Yes.
Do you have a question ready?
I do, and if you wouldn't mind reading the middle one, it's one of my favorites.
Well, you can read it.
I can read it? Okay.
Say it nice and loud so Bert can hear you, and if Bert gets this right, he's going to get his choice of some of the wonderful DVDs we have here. So go ahead, Chris.
Okay. In 1987, who put out an album called The Return of Bruno featuring a song that advised listeners to respect yourself? Who sung Respect Yourself? 1987. If you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody gonna give. Come on. Real awesome. Awesome actor. Still around today.
And if you look, he's actually looking at us.
He is.
From one of the DVDs here.
Hint, hint. Wink, wink.
Started on television. Became a huge movie star.
Huge movie star. One of the best today.
Still making movies today.
Yep, action star.
Prematurely bald.
You got it.
All right, and Bert has won himself a DVD. Now, this is the most interesting part. Bert, what are you going to choose? There's some on both sides. What DVD are you walking away with now?
So many to choose from.
Supergirl, Airplane, Wall Street, Clash of the Titans.
Revenge of the Nerds, Spaceballs.
The Terminator. What do you think, Bert? Bert's looking hard.
Decisions.
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
He's eyeing up Lost Boys.
He might find them.
There they are. They're not lost. That is the original Friday the 13th from 1980.
With Kevin Bacon.
With his mother is correct, yes. And Kevin Bacon stabbed through the neck with an arrowhead. Bert is weighing his options.
How about the Revenge of the Nerds, the panty raid edition?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He has it already.
He has it already. We gave away Cobra earlier, and we gave away Harold the Duck. And our next one that we're giving away is... He's looking. Uh-oh. He's looking.
It is a hard decision.
A long time to look around at these DVDs.
And if you get the Neverending Story, you could go get it autographed by Noah Hathaway. He's right down there.
Can't miss him.
The kid from Neverending Story is right down there. He's in one of the booths down there somewhere. I don't know where he is.
Sign, please. Sign. Now a sign.
He's going. Excellent choice.
Excellent choice.
The original Clash of the Titans starring Harry Hamlin, Burgess Meredith, and Sir Laurence Olivier.
And the Yao.
Bert, thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. There goes Bert. I never saw somebody look so happy.
He. It's now Saturday because he took forever deciding.
Took me less time to, forget it. That was fun. Bert was a good guy, and Bert got the question
great
correct
guy.
With some help from us. But nevertheless, he is a winner.
He is a winner.
And has walked away with Clash of the Titans.
Remove that sign now, so no one thinks it's going to happen again at 3 o'clock time.
Well, what time is it?
3:04.
Well, we can record for a few more minutes here and see if that guy comes back.
Let's just talk about who walks past us.
That's what you want to do. You just want to criticize people.
Yep.
Here comes some more of the Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah, that's good. The movie came out today. Everyone's pushing the movie.
Green Lantern?
Yes.
I, one for one, will not be watching Green Lantern.
You'll watch it.
I will not because I love Ryan Reynolds, but that is horrible casting. I'm going to go on the record as saying that this is one of the worst casting jobs I've ever seen in my life. Okay, Green Lantern is my favorite superhero.
Here we go.
Hal Jordan is a stick-up-his-ass, quiet, brooding, lonely guy.
Times changed, dude.
And we just got the nod from Doctor Who. Did you see that?
I thought that was some guy from Harry Potter.
That's Doctor Who.
It's Doctor exactly. Who the fuck cares who that is?
That's Doctor Who. He gave us the nod. Anyway, Ryan Reynolds is a fine actor.
Love the guy.
He's way too funny, way too outgoing to be Hal Jordan. Okay? Hal Jordan is a morose mother effer. Okay? And they needed someone to play him like that. Not joking around. Hal Jordan does not joke around, Chris.
Okay.
No, this is serious.
All right, I believe you. There's the crow. Is that Eric Draven or is that...
That's not the Brandon crow. Luke. That's, I don't know what that is.
But, he's in Jedi Crow.
He could have been Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern. The young artist.
Correct.
That fit. Not John Stewart. John Stewart's black. But...
What's that mean?
Well, I don't think Ryan Reynolds could pull it off is all I'm saying. Not Hal Jordan. That's sacrilege. I will not be watching that movie.
I'll watch it.
No, you won't.
I'll watch anything.
That is
true. I've been watching the new Teen Wolf cartoon TV show on MTV, which sucks.
Well, we talked about that.
Oh, here comes Darth Vader. Look at him. Look at him. He's talking Doctor Who now.
Yeah, Doctor Who, I think, wants to get on the air, but you know what? I'm not letting him.
Doctor Who?
I'm not a Doctor Who fan.
Doctor Who? Fuck you. Can you hear me? I think you can. Uh-oh, the times. We got to change that time. Put that sign down.
Put the sign down. Okay, I will put the sign down. But
change it to 4 o'clock. Or, you know what? Let's do 3:30 if you want.
Go ahead, put 3:30. We'll give something away in another half hour.
Okay.
And hopefully they won't take as long to choose. But we are having a great time here at Philadelphia.
We're having a better time than I thought. I thought we would be, you know, bored out of our minds, but it's a good time.
No, we're talking to lots of fun people, so... I think in general, if you are a convention kind of person and you haven't been to one in a while like I haven't, you should go because it is a good time. I'm thinking in an hour or two we'll probably be ready to...
Pack it up
and get the hell out of here. But for the time being, we're having a great time.
We are.
And, what else can we
say? We need some people to come over here to our table and ask them their favorite 80s movies of all time.
Yes.
We need some attention here.
You need some attention.
I do. Oh, here's this guy. Ask him. David, he's on your side. Get him.
Jeez. Sir, can I ask you your favorite 80s movie? What's your favorite 80s movie?
Airplane, no question about it.
Airplane.
Very nice. That's one of our co-hosts' favorite movie as well.
It is.
And that co-host would be Matt, right? Is that his favorite?
One of his favorites.
Yeah.
He's a big... Zucker fan.
Now we are selling, or not selling, we are giving away the Airplane Don't Call Me Shirley edition here.
We are.
Which I found unopened for 50
Four.
Cents.
Mm-hmm.
50 cents at the local library.
2 quarters.
That's right. Which is more than what you gave Tron as a review.
1 quarter.
Do you feel bad about that?
No. Come on. Here comes Harry Potter.
That's not Harry Potter. That's Hermione.
Hermione? What was that?
Hermione. Well, she didn't like that.
Hermione?
She did not like that.
She's back. Hermione. She does like it.
Hermione.
Hermione.
What's your favorite 80s movie?
Back to the Future.
Great choice.
Have you seen the DeLorean?
Yes, I have. No, unfortunately, don't have enough money.
Yeah, it's like $20 to get your picture taken with the DeLorean, but it goes to the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
It does.
So, it's all for a good cause, but they have also the General Lee, I guess, is here in the Batmobile.
Scooby-Doo's van.
Yeah, which to me, that one's kind of stupid because it was a cartoon. That's just a van somebody made look like the cartoon.
It's from the movie, Dave.
Yeah, it is not. Those are things. These other things were in the movies. That's a real DeLorean from Back to the Future, right?
Is it?
I think it is.
I'm right back.
And they even have the trash compactor on the back that they used at the end of Back to the Future. And that's where you put your donation to take a picture of the DeLorean. And when you put it in there, it's voice activated and it says Great Scott or something like that. They even have a hoverboard over there from Back to the Future,
too. I saw that, yes.
A couple other things, too.
Some good-looking girls here.
I'm talking about 80s movies, and you're talking about girls. That girl has a tribble.
I did.
Can I tell you something about Star Trek?
Go ahead.
I think it's kind of dumb.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Star Trek 2 is good. I don't understand Star Trek. Do you?
I'm too busy staring at this girl's thong. You know why? Because it's like ripped. It's like a ripped thong. I never knew a thong could rip like that.
You're a mess.
I am a mess.
Who else can we accost? We have to start accosting more people.
Well, when they, you know, they're everywhere's people. Oh, look at those.
Look at what?
Those people.
Now, there's some Star Wars people here.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
I think there's some people over here doing lightsaber tricks and like flips around. Like, they're like nobodies. Mm-hmm. They think they're like on the set of you know, episode 6 or something. They're going around there.
Yeah,
it's fucking amazing.
It's like a Darth Maul kind of flipping around kind of thing, right?
It's just fucking freaks, you know.
Well, don't say that. That's mean.
Well, they are. That guy was.
Well, Darth Vader's in there now.
That's cool.
And he's fighting a little girl.
He is.
He's fighting a little girl.
I actually saw him holding her earlier, so.
Oh, you think that's his daughter?
No.
She's dressed as Princess Leia. And now he just scared the crap out of some other girl, too. How you doing, sir? What's your favorite 80s movie? Not necessarily one of these, but.
Yeah, anyone out there?
What's it? Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. No.
And that just makes it into the 80s, being 1980.
Terminator.
Well, feel free to take a flyer. Listen to our podcast.
Join us. There's Two-Face again. Two-Face. Awesome costume.
Which face is he going to talk out of?
I hope the one that's... There he is, Two-Face.
Oh, that's a nice costume, buddy. What's
cool
your favorite,
costume.
What's your favorite 80s movie?
Favorite 80s movie? 80s movie? I would say has to be Back to the Future.
You know what? That we're getting out a lot today.
That has been the number one answer, I think.
Yes.
Have you seen the DeLorean? Nice. Thanks for talking to us.
Out of the side of your mouth.
Yeah.
this guy over here just stares at me with that mask. And there's no, I mean, I don't know what's going on over there.
You don't know what's going on over
here
where?
Here comes our neighbor.
At the zombie thing?
Here comes our friend.
There goes your friend. She's putting her mask on.
She is.
Chris, you've made lots of friends here.
I always do.
You always do. Everywhere you go, you make friends.
I do.
You're just that kind of guy.
I am.
And what kind of guy is that?
The friendly kind of guy.
The friendly kind of guy.
Yes.
That will obnoxiously put himself out there for other people.
For a laugh.
You will.
I will. It's all for show.
And I admire that about you.
I'm a real deep, you know, I'm a really emotional, nice, mature person behind closed doors.
On a special episode of The Gradys.
Ask my wife.
Yeah, I'm sure she would have some wonderful things to say.
Here comes Captain Hong Kong.
you're gonna make this hard. The more you talk, the more Matt
has a lot of editing to do. They know what I'm talking about. What's that box over there?
It's a robot.
It's a Cyclone? Like a homemade Cyclone thing?
Oh, look at this guy's shirt. Now, this one's for Christy. He's wearing a Rocky shirt that says, Eat Lightning and Crap Thunder. Eat Lightning and Crap Thunder. Psst. Hey, buddy. Come here.
That guy. Awesome shirt.
What's your favorite 80s movie?
Favorite what?
80s movie.
80s. Oh, that's way before my time. I don't...
Oh, come on now.
I don't know.
All right, let me ask you this. I'm admiring your shirt from far away. Is this a Philly shirt? Okay, do you know what this is from, Eat Lightning and Crap Thunder?
No, I don't. Where?
You don't?
I don't know where it's from. I'm sorry.
This is from Rocky. Okay, you know Mickey from Rocky, Rocky's trainer? Have you ever seen any of the Rockies?
I've seen a few of them, but no, I did not. I didn't know this was from that. That's...
It's from Rocky. Okay, so now you know. It's an awesome shirt.
Jealous of that shirt.
I really enjoy the shirt. Thank you very much. You should. What about you? What's your favorite 80s movie?
The Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth. The first one yet. Okay.
No one has said that. That's a good one.
No one has said that. That's insane. The Labyrinth.
No one. Everyone is saying Back to the Future as their favorite. But Labyrinth, I'm impressed.
Yeah,
and you're a young guy, too. I mean, this is like before your time, right?
Yeah. I watch Labyrinth like once every 2 months, though.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you, fellas.
One of our co-hosts, Matt, does a great David Bowie impression.
Turn back, Sarah. I can't do it. I shouldn't have even done it. I apologize to Matt. Guys, take some flyers if you want. I mean, any of these flyers for our podcast. And listen to this. You might be on if we don't cut you out.
Yes.
We have a very impressive Emperor's Royal Guard here.
That's a nice felt cape. I mean, I'm amazed by that.
I'm liking this a lot.
I'm going to go touch it.
You want to touch what?
His cape.
Oh.
And okay. Then.
And then. Oh, another Ghostbuster.
Oh, yes.
That's we met some Ghostbusters earlier, and...
Is that the Ghostbuster, or is that the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
See, you better hope people don't listen to this. Hand me my drawing tablet from my sketch, because I want to mention this other guy that we met, a real nice guy who also has a podcast, and he does mostly sports and things that he's interested in. His name is Mix Master B, and he even had a shirt, MMB, from Mix Master B. He has a podcast. Real nice guy. And what he's done, what he does a lot of is sports and Phillies and wrestling and that kind of stuff. In fact, he had interviewed Tony Atlas. There's a bunch of wrestlers here. He had interviewed Tony Atlas here, and Virgil, the wrestler, was kind of giving him a hard time, which is easy to understand because Chris has gotten in a fight with the wrestler Virgil. At a different convention.
And I won.
You did.
Not in the ring, though. It was like more of a verbal argument fight.
Right. Well, nobody can fight with you in that way.
Damn right.
Damn right. Well, we're meeting lots of nice people. And as you're listening to this, we hope that you'll like us on Facebook. We have signs out here. Hopefully, we're getting lots of people to like not only the Grady's on Facebook, but Star Wars in Character and the Trailer Pod Boys and the D13 Show, all shows in the Neo-Zaz network of podcasts. All great stuff.
Great stuff.
I mean, we're a little biased, I guess, but, you know, if you're listening to this, like us on Facebook, because we put a bunch of fun stuff on there from time to time, and you can find out about any contests that we're doing, any DVDs that we take home with us after this weekend, they're going to become giveaways.
Definite
on the
prizes. Grady's. Yes, they're going to be definite prizes.
So we haven't run a contest in a while on the Grady's, but we're going to have to soon. We've done some caption contests and stuff like that, so we got some good stuff here. Well... We got some bad stuff here, too.
Like we do.
Harry and the Hendersons and
Crocodile
Dundee, too. But
yes.
We got some good stuff here, and hopefully we'll be coming to you on another mini podcast soon. Get some of these nice people on the air.
Nice?
Yeah, nice. There's nice people here.
There are.
You are in the city of brotherly love, the greatest city in North America.
I think it's the dirtiest city now, I heard.
Just, all right.
Philadelphia is rated second.
Come on. If you're out there listening around the world, there's no greater city than Philadelphia. I just want to let you know, if you're in another city, I'm sure it's fine and I'm sure it's great, but there's no better city than the city of Philadelphia. So that's coming straight out of my mouth. What do you think about that, Chris?
Rocky statue.
That's all you care about is the Rocky statue.
That's it.
Where else can you see the Rocky statue but in Philadelphia? Right?
Correct.
And that's all you know.
That's all I care about. Wherever that goes, I go.
If Rocky suddenly went to, like, Wisconsin, you'd be there.
Whoa, look at that Nightwing. Is that... No, not Nightwing.
It's Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
You don't know shit about comic books.
That's why I'm here.
All right.
That's an awesome costume, though.
It is an awesome costume. There are lots of awesome costumes. And you can see these on our Facebook page. We're going to put them up. And while you're there, like us.
Please. Oh, he's back in the lightsaber area. Look at him.
Go over there. Go over there and show him a thing or two.
I wish he's reached over there. There's Wonder Woman's behind walking right, right past me here.
That's
Wonder Woman!
Nice.
and just out of eyesight. Okay. Good Lord. Okay, sorry for that delay there, everybody. We saw Wonder Woman's ass walk past us, so we had to look at it for a little bit. It was more ass than there was costume on that outfit.
Well, you're going to have to go track it down.
I'll be right back.
Okay. We will be back as well, hopefully with another mini-cast and hopefully to give away some more cool stuff coming to you
live from Wizard World in Philadelphia.
Peace!